This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's weekly news and current affairs show, covering our stories from our perspectives.
Good evening, this is The Informer, and I'm Ian Muchamore here in the Joy Studios with Toby Halligan.
Good evening. It is a delight to be here.
How are you feeling? Pretty down about Australian politics, probably. I suspect you're not alone, and tonight on the show we'll be unpacking how LGBTI politicians from both the major parties in Australia are feeling post-election. And we'll be speaking to two very prominent figures from overseas, Sarah McBride and Andrew Reynolds. He is the author of a new book about why LGBTIQ leadership is so important. So there is hope, lots of hope. Tonight we're hearing from those two activists. And coming up later in the show, we'll also hear from Australian LGBTI politicians Senator Louise Pratt and Tim Wilson MP about how they're feeling about the Australian election result. And needless to say, their emotions are quite different.
Mm. And we'd like to know how you're feeling as well. So if you've got feedback on the show or you've got reactions or thoughts that you'd like to share with us, text us on 0427 JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. But first, yesterday in the Victorian Parliament, the Reason Party MP Fiona Patten proposed and secured a new parliamentary inquiry which will look at Victoria's cannabis laws and related health issues. The Informer spoke to Fiona about the inquiry earlier this morning about what she was hoping it will achieve.
So yesterday we debated a motion that I had put up that would refer would ask a parliamentary committee to investigate cannabis. And it was really to look at how we prevent criminals from being involved in the cannabis industry and also how we prevent young people from accessing cannabis too early. So it very simply, how do we keep cannabis out of the hands of criminals and children?
And what was the response of the Parliament?
Well, it was rather surprising. I wasn't expecting such a good response, but the final vote on the motion was 27 for and 11 against. Mm-hmm. So it was quite a resounding result. And really, that while there was lots of different views presented, I think the one unanimous point was that what we're doing now isn't working. Mm-hmm. So whether you want to lock people up for longer, you want to, you know, take away the possessions of someone who uses cannabis, or whether you want the free market to control it and regulate it, or like most of us, somewhere in between, mm-hmm. There was just that group, that overwhelming feeling that what we are doing isn't helping and isn't working and isn't stopping young people access cannabis, isn't stopping anyone from accessing cannabis.
Yeah. Hmm. And from your point of view, what is the ideal endpoint? Because Reason advocates legalisation, doesn't it?
Yes, I do. And it was interesting. I actually had a motion on the paper that we would, that requested that a committee investigate the legalisation. And I really looked at Canada for advice and for inspiration for that. But over the months of talking to, you know, people in the cafes or people on train stations, talking to doctors, nurses, police, I realised that it was actually more complex than that, that we probably needed to start the inquiry a little bit further back, mm-hmm. and look at how cannabis affects our society today and what are the best approaches to keep people safe. Mm-hmm. So when 10% of Victorians regularly use cannabis and 22% of young Victorians regularly use cannabis, we do need to investigate the safety concerns, the health concerns around that. Mm-hmm. But I personally, and certainly the party has a policy around protecting people through regulation and legalisation in similar ways that we do for more licit drugs like mm-hmm. tobacco and alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And so with this inquiry, what's the next step? What's the next stage?
So the next step will be that we will open it up for submissions, and I fully expect that we will get a lot of submissions, and I really hope we do. And I hope we will obviously hear from the experts. We will, you know, we will have the doctors and the researchers providing evidence, the police, all of those sorts of groups. But I hope we also hear from individuals, mm-hmm. individuals that have a personal story around cannabis, whether it's helped them or hindered them. And going by the interest that the inquiry has had just in the last 12 hours, I fully expect us to be overwhelmed. I would like the committee to go and look at other jurisdictions mm-hmm. and see how they're dealing with it. So from one end, you might look at Sweden, which has a very prohibitive approach to all forms of drug use. And then on the other side, you might see some of the more laissez-faire jurisdictions in the US, mm-hmm. and then somewhere in between might be Canada.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I suppose one component of that is that cannabis use and its regulation, when the police are the people doing the regulating, often falls disproportionately on marginalised groups. Mm-hmm. Do you think, is that going to be part of the inquiry, the investigation, or looking into the way the application of laws can impact, so for example, whether it's on the LGBTIQ community, mm-hmm. on Indigenous Australians, yep. on other, you know?
It was very interesting. When I've been preparing for this, I looked at some of the arrest rates. 13,000 people were arrested in Victoria for the possession of cannabis in 2015-16. We know that in actual fact, where you live doesn't necessarily affect how much cannabis you use or whether you use it, but we do know if you're from a marginalised group, it affects you. Mm-hmm. So if you are Indigenous, if you are from the LGBTI community, or if you're unemployed, mm-hmm. Cannabis rates are higher. Mm-hmm. But I think the most startling statistic was that 22% of people under the 25 regularly use cannabis, and when you look at that same cohort as with tobacco, it's only 10%. Mm. So twice as many young people use cannabis as they over tobacco, mm. which shows that probably what we're doing on tobacco is working.
Some interesting insights there from Reason Party MP Fiona Patten. It'll be interesting to see the course of that new parliamentary inquiry takes.
Yeah, it's going to be reporting, I think, early next year.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.